7.9.
This is Redeemed Christian Ministry with Pastor R.S. Lewis. Please stay tuned for the next 15 minutes. We look forward to getting to know you. Here's Pastor R.S. Lewis.
How many thank God for the Spirit of God? I thank God for the Spirit of God. You know, and God is so good in his wise providence, Carlita. God will put us in the earth with trifling folk. I wish I had somebody here. Oh, God. With wicked folk. With evil folk. With mean folk. With bad folk. But he says, I'm going to give you something to operate with. In order for you to get through this mean and dog and oblique world, I'm going to give you my Spirit. In other words, I'm going to give you my character. Oh, my God. My God. My God. In other words, the Spirit of God is the character of God. Because God said, you're going to see some ugly things on this journey called life. But I'm going to give you something that's beautiful. I wish I had somebody here. And that's my character. My character is beautiful. Somebody said the character of God is beautiful. So Jesus, God the Father and God the Holy Spirit, they penned Genesis. It says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Somebody say the Spirit of God. In other words, the character of God hovered over the waters. Because don't you know, when water get deep, it get dark. Do I have any cruisers here? If I had any cruisers in the Navy people here, yeah. You know, the deeper you get out there, the darker that water get. Because the darkness shows how deep it is. So in other words, the Spirit of God moved upon the depths of the water because it was already deep. And there are times we are in some deep, dark stuff and we need the Spirit of God to hover. Oh, I wish I had somebody here. I need the Spirit of God to hover over me to shed some light on me and be a light unto my feet and a light and a lamp unto my pathway. Are y'all with me here tonight? And so then watch this. And then in Genesis 2:7, God breathed into Adam, man that he created from the dust of the ground. That's a miracle in and of itself. Because if you read that second chapter, the ground had dew on it. And me being a country boy, Moni, anytime dew is on the ground, that means it's wet. And anytime the ground is wet, you don't see dust. Oh, my God. So that's a miracle in and of itself. God took dust from a wet ground. And the Bible says he's formed man. And he breathed into man, and man became a living soul. In other words, he breathed his spirit into man. Man then became a living soul. Are y'all with me here? Somebody says soul. Somebody says soul. In other words, he had his cognitive abilities. He knew how to think. He knew how to see. He knew how to feel. He knew how to taste. He knew how to touch. He had all five of his senses. Are y'all with me here? But then something happened in Genesis 3:7. Man fell. And when man fell, his eyes was open. Oh, my God. So now you're seeing through carnality and not spirituality. Are y'all with me here? And so anytime we begin to see through carnality and not spirituality, we're marred. So when man fell, man became marred. In other words, we lost the character of God. Oh, God, help me here. Oh, God. Somebody said, bring back the character. Bring back the character. Yeah, bring back the character. See, we lost the character then of God. And when we lost the character of God, then we was marred. We was out of shape. We was, and I don't mean to, we didn't have no form, in other words. We were like the earth. We were without form and we were void when we lost the character of God. And then watch this here. But God, in his wise providence, he'd already had a plan how to redeem man back, that he may look like him and have his character. And in order for him to do that, he had to send his son, Jesus. Oh, my God. Oh, God, God. But watch this, watch this, watch this, watch this. Go to Joel 2 and 28. Joel 2 and 28. Somebody say the character of God. Yes, 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 the character of God. Every believer should be striving to have the character of God. Notice I say striving. We should be striving to have the reflection of the character of God. Because spirit means character. You ever been around some people? As a matter of fact, Morning and I, we were just talking yesterday. She said she was at this particular restaurant, and the person, I presume, gave her her order, had a bad spirit. When we say bad spirit, it means bad character. Are y'all with me, right? And I'm sure she's not the only one that have encountered that. Because I've gone to a lot of places, and they just didn't have good character. And a matter of fact, they had a bad spirit. And see, you don't want that negative energy. Are you with me? I see you shaking your head. Sometimes you just don't need that negative energy. All I want to do is get my fries and my shake and my drink and my, you know, what that thing here, my Whopper, whatever it is, my Big Mac, and I'm out. You know, I don't need your attitude. I don't need, you know, to me, that old bad spirit, because I don't want that bad spirit to jump on me. Because see what happens sometimes, if you ride them long enough, Jay, that spirit will jump on you. And you fussing and arguing, and you don't know why I'm fussing and arguing, because you don't let a spirit jump on you. Are y'all with me here? See, that's what happens sometimes. That's why, you know, the old adage is birds of a feather flock together. But really, biblically, what that means really is, Rob, it's called a familiar spirit. Oh, my God. Oh, it's called a familiar spirit. You know, and sometimes you have to just tell some folks, I don't need that negative energy around me. No. Leave that there. Somebody said, tell them to leave it there. Yeah, yeah. So character. Somebody said, character of God. So as believers, we should be striving to have the character of God be reflective in our lives. Are y'all with me here? Now, I know the Bible said God said wrote in his word that he remembered that we were just dust. In other words, we are subject to fall. We are subject to error. We are subject to mess up. We are subject to slip up. Y'all ain't talking back to me here tonight. But see, this stuff, we shouldn't be planning to do wrong. Because see, now that becomes premeditated. See, are y'all with me here? That's why a premeditated murder, you get the death penalty for that. Because what the law says is you had time to think about it to change your mind. Y'all ain't talking back to be here. See, that's why you get the death penalty, because it was premeditated. You thought about how you were going to sneak in the house. You thought about how you're going to choke her out. You thought about how you're going to do this, but you had enough time to back out of that. Are y'all with me here? So a believer, we should trip, slip up and stuff. It shouldn't be planned. Y'all ain't talking to me here. Y'all ain't talking back to me here. Because see, if it was planned, then God said, if you plan it, then I'm going to order your footsteps. In other words, I'm going to give you an opportunity to change your mind. Oh, my God, my God. You ever had a thought about doing something wrong, and then God ordered your footsteps somewhere else? And see, and when God do that, your flesh sometimes get upset, but then the Holy Ghost come remind you, you're a believer. And then you start thanking God, thank you, Lord. Lord, thank you. I didn't go. Thank you, Lord. I didn't do it. Thank you, Lord. I didn't say it. Thank you, Lord. Y'all ain't talking back to me here. So in other words, we got to start thanking God, because we want the character of God. God, I want your character. So, God, I thank you. Somebody say, I thank you, Lord, for your character. Because, see, he's working on us every day
The Holy Spirit, thank you, Sister V. I got somebody that agree with me. I raise my hand first. He's working on me every day. I'm still on the potter's wheel. God, make me, shape me. And see, and the Bible says in Jeremiah, he said, even when he didn't look like it, he said he started over again. Oh, y'all ain't talking back to me here. He said he got the clay. Oh, it don't look like what I wanted it to like. He started over again, Carla. So somebody say, Lord, start me over again. Yeah, start me over again. If I'm not looking right, if I'm not talking right, if I'm not acting right, start me over again. Start shaping me again. Start making me again. Start molding me again. God, whatever you need to do, because I want to have your character. Whatever it is, I want your character. Somebody say the character of God. I feel something in here tonight. Good God Almighty. Lord, help me here. I feel it here tonight. So Joel 2 and 28. It says, and it shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my spirit, my character, the essence of who I am upon all flesh. Somebody say all flesh. In other words, not just for the men. Y'all ain't talking back to me here. Not just for the boys, but the women on this too. The girls are on this too. I wish I had somebody here. He said, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And I like how Joel defined this here. He says, and your sons. Oh, I wish I had some mothers in here with some sons. Yeah, yeah. He said, and your sons and your daughters. I'm not just going to pour it out on your son, but I'm also going to pour it out on your daughters as well. I wish I had somebody here. In other words, I've said this before. God is an equal opportunist God. Oh, my God. If God give it to the man, he said, I'll give it to the woman. So notice he says, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Oh, God. When God pour out his spirit on us, Lord, help me here. God will give some of us the gift of prophecy. And it ain't all for the prophets, the men. But there are some prophetess. I wish I had somebody here. That's telling the truth. Oh, they ain't lying prophets. Oh, I wish I had somebody. They're telling the truth. Y'all with me here? Because see, you got some lying prophets out there. And they're lying for gain. Oh, let me leave that alone. Oh, I'll leave that one alone. But watch this. He says, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Now get this. He didn't say where they were going to be in life. He didn't say they were all going to be in church. He didn't say they were all going to be sitting in the pulpit. He didn't say they were all going to be in the choir stand. He didn't say they were all going to be in the music section. I wish I had somebody here. There are some men and women and boys and girls out there on the streets. They got the gift. I wish I had somebody here. The Spirit was poured into them before the foundation of the world. And they got the gift. They're not in church yet, but they still got the gift. Because God's calling, gifts and callings are without repentance. If you got it, Jay, you got it. Y'all ain't talking back to me here. So in other words, the text said, I'm going to pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. It didn't say, well, they got to be in church. Oh, Lord. Khalitha, are you with me here? Oh, my God. Because, see, sometimes you need to be prophesying not just in church. You need to be prophesying in school. God. You need to be prophesying in the community. Y'all ain't talking back to me here. Oh, I wish I had somebody here. So you need to be prophesying what God sent you to prophet. Whenever God send the prophet of the prophets, that's when you prophesy. And it don't always have to be in church. Oh, God. You ever been told something and you wasn't in church and what would you, and the thing that was told to you, you knew it was true and you knew it was from God. Oh, my God. I wave my hand. I've gotten so much, Rob, in my life, and it wasn't always from church. And let me say this. Now, I'm not down in church. Now, certainly I'm not doing that. Because the Bible says for us not to forsake the assembling of yourselves as some do. Okay, we're supposed to come to church as believers. Let me say that. We're supposed to be in church. But what I'm saying is there are some people that God will have out in the streets. Well, you don't believe me? Well, come here, John the Baptist. John the Baptist wasn't in the synagogue. John the Baptist wasn't wearing no fancy robe. Y'all ain't talking back to me here. John the Baptist wasn't wearing no Tom Ford shoes. I wish I had somebody here. John the Baptist was out in the wilderness. Are y'all with me here? So God sometimes needs some wilderness prophets.
This has been Redeemed Christian Ministry with Pastor R.S. Lewis. Please tune in every Saturday night from 8 to 8:15 right here on Praise 107.9. Redeemed Christian Ministry welcomes you for service every Sunday at 10 a.m. and also Bible studies on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Redeemed Christian Ministry is located in Jacksonville's west side near Old Kings Road and Edgewood at 3040 Gilead Drive. We look forward to being with you next Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on Praise 107.9.